This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. At every single moment, my brothers and sisters, every single day, every single minute, every single second, we are always at risk of something. There is always the risk of something happening to us, a misstep, a tragedy, a challenge, a struggle. And therefore, every day as believers, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for various things, and for many of us, that includes dua for a life of ease for ourselves and for our children, for peace, for health, for safety, for stability, for ourselves, our children, and our future generations. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all of this. Ameen. And indeed, we should continue to make dua. Even when we make dua for things which seem unlikely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us something in return for that dua, inshaAllah. Right? Sometimes we feel, what's the point of making dua because this matter is so difficult, or it is so unlikely, it is so impossible. What is the point of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So let me just forget about it and not make dua. But the believer's approach is not that. The believer always has hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and continues to make dua. If Allah wills, and indeed Allah is capable of all things, He will grant what you are asking for. And if He chooses not to grant you what you are asking for, then certainly He will grant you something better or a great reward, inshaAllah. So continue to make dua even for things which seem unlikely. The Prophet ﷺ has taught us supplications, adi'ya, du'as for protection to be recited daily, even multiple times a day. But the reality is, my brothers and sisters, that this world is obviously not Jannah. It means that there will be struggles, and seemingly bad things will happen, even to good people. And there will be different types of tests and trials, and pain, and suffering, and loss, and fear, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. We will certainly test you with a touch of fear of and famine and loss of property and life and crops. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. But give good news to those who patiently endure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a fair warning. He's telling us very, very clearly that everyone will be touched with something. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected you, alhamdulillah, may Allah continue to protect all of us. But it is should not be unexpected for us that some sort of difficulty or test or challenge may come our way. Despite our best efforts, we should expect the unexpected. So the question is, my brothers and sisters, how do we as a community and as individuals respond when things don't go our way? It's easy to be happy, to be positive, you know, to be easygoing, to be in good spirits, have good character, all of these things when everything is going well. But the real test comes when a difficulty comes our way. How do we respond when we are faced with a challenge, individually and as a community? And this is where resiliency comes in, which is the ability to adapt to the misfortunes and setbacks of life. Now, of course, the Mayo Clinic is a famous medical institution, and they say that when you have resilience, you harness inner strength that helps you rebound from a setback or challenge, such as a job loss, or an illness, a disaster, or a loved one's death. If you lack resilience, you might dwell on problems. You may feel victimized, become overwhelmed, or turn to unhealthy coping mechanisms such as substance abuse. Now, resilience, if a person has resilience, it doesn't make the problem go away. It doesn't make the challenge go away. It's not like if you have resilience, you know, you lose your job and the next day you're going to find a new job, or that you lost a loved one and they're going to come back to life. Of course not, right? So resilience doesn't mean that the problem or challenges will go away, but resilience can give us the ability to see past these tragedies and challenges and find purpose and even meaning in life and enable us to better handle stress. My brothers and sisters, it's almost 6 years since a terribly sad and tragic event took place, sad and tragic in Canadian history and especially Canadian Muslim history, and that is when we lost six brothers at the masjid in St. Foy in Quebec City, and 17 children of theirs were left orphaned. They were offering Salatul Isha on a cold Sunday night, and subhanAllah, nobody could have expected it. Nobody would have thought that something like this would happen. But they went for Salatul Isha, and they did not come back home. They went straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The federal government has declared January 29, officially, as the day to commemorate the Quebec City mosque shooting and a day of action against Islamophobia. And yesterday, the Prime Minister announced that the country's first special representative on Islamophobia will be our sister, Amira Al-Ghawabi, who many of us know as a former Canada resident and a former spokesperson for the National Council of Canadian Muslims. We thank the government for this move, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease and grant success to our sister in this new role. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, the threats that we face as a community are not going to disappear fully, no matter what we do. And unfortunately, the reality is there have always been people who have been opposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, opposed to Islam, and they will continue to be, and they will harbor enmity against Muslims. This is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam faced. This is something that his companions faced. This is something that the earlier prophets and their followers faced. So this is simply a reality of the fact of being believers in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need to do, of course, is respond positively and appropriately to them, but more importantly, not allow them to spread their poisonous lies and hatred. So, point is, we need to stand up and we need to be strong together. As individuals and as a community, we must be resilient in order to cope with difficulties that may come our way. The tendency is that then when there is fear, when there is a feeling of animosity, when there is a threat, especially if it is an unknown or a general threat, the tendency is to hide. The tendency is to try to take cover. That is our natural response. But what resiliency shows us and teaches us is that we must find strength in our deen. We must find strength in the examples of the prophets, alayhimu salatu wassalam, in the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and continue forward and not hide and not continue to be afraid. It's natural to have some fear initially when something happens, but we must not allow that fear to penetrate our hearts so that it makes us weak and it makes us those who constantly want to hide and who want to seek shelter at all times. Because that is precisely what the opponents want. That is precisely what the enemies want. They want to make you and me afraid and weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in the last verse, the last ayah of Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O believers, patiently endure, اصْبِرُوا, patiently endure, وَصَابِرُوا, preserve, or persevere rather, and وَرَابِطُوا, stand on guard, and be mindful of Allah, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you may be successful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ingredients for success. So the regular, or like the normal sabr, which is the ability to endure something and to continue forward. But on top of that, the higher level of sabr, which is perseverance, to stand firm and to keep going, you know, more so than others, and to control your emotions and keep pushing forward with strong resolve. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to be patient, but also to have this level of perseverance, which is higher than just being able to endure. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us to stand on guard. Stand on guard, be prepared against your opponents, against the enemies. But the commentators of the Quran also explain that this also may refer to, we find some links to, standing in prayer as well. So basically, be ready and be prepared in terms of whatever means that you need to take that are necessary and that are permissible. And that includes spiritual means as well, to stand on guard with our salah as well. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have taqwa, be mindful and fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the ingredients if you want to be successful. Now we look back and gain inspiration from the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly the Ulul Azm, the prophets with strong resolve, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Mus'ab ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu, narrated from his father that a man said that, Ya Rasulullah, which of the people is tried most severely? أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَشَدُّ بَلَى. Which of the people are tried or tested most severely? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Anbiya, the prophets, ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ, that the prophets, and then those nearest to them, and those who are nearest to them. فَيُبْتَلَ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى حَسَبِ دِينِهِ, that a person, a man, is tried, is tested according to his religion. A person is tried and tested according to his religion. فَإِنْ كَانَ دِينُهُ صُلْبًا اشْتَدَّ بَلَاءُهُ, that if he is firm in his religion, then his trials are actually more severe. So it may not be what we expect, that you think, okay, I'm going to become more pious, more practicing, and everything's going to be fine, and everything's going to go away. No, but rather, the trials, the tests, they become more severe. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِهِ رُقَّةٌ ابْتُلِيَ عَلَى حَسَبِ دِينِهِ, that if he is frail in his religion, then he is tried, he is tested according to the strength of his religion. The Prophet ﷺ goes on to say, the servant shall continue to be tried until he is left walking upon the earth without any sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us different ways, different means that he will be testing us. And a person who is more firm in their religion, in their deen, it is more likely that they will face trials and tribulations and tests which are going to be at the level of their religion, right? If a child is in grade 2, the teacher is going to give them a test for grade 2, right? If a student is in grade 9, they're not going to receive a test for grade 9 or for grade 2. They're going to receive a test according to their level. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test a person according to their level in their religion. Now, in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find multiple hardships that he and the early Muslims bore, especially in Mecca. But that did not stop the Prophet ﷺ from living his life and, of course, carrying out his mission. The hardships came, the year of sadness came, you know, the struggles and the challenges came, and the Prophet ﷺ, he felt them because he was a human being. He was a blessed human being. He felt those challenges. He had emotions. He had feelings. He felt pain. He felt sadness. But the Prophet ﷺ continued his mission. He did not become absolved in his emotions and the challenge that he faced. The family and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through extreme hardships, but they bounced back. Once again, the hardship did not consume them once it had passed. Coming back to what the Mayo Clinic has said, resilience can help protect you from various mental health conditions, such as depression and anxiety. resilience can also help offset factors that increase the risk of mental health conditions, such as being bullied or previous trauma. If you have an existing mental health condition, being resilient could improve your coping ability. We have a beautiful example that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given, that مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَمَثَلِ الزَّرْعِ, that the parable of the believer is that of a crop. لَا تَزَالُ الرِّيحُ تُمِيلُهُ وَلَا يَزَالُ الْمُؤْمِنُ يُصِيبُهُ الْبَلَاءُ. The parable of the believer is that of a crop which withstands the wind. For the believer continues to endure the suffering of trials. وَمَثَلُ الْمُنَافِقِ كَمَثَلِ شَجَرَةِ الْأَرْضِ لَا تَهْتَزُّ حَتَّى تَحْتَسِدْ. That the parable, the example of the munafiq, of the hypocrite, is that of a cedar tree, for it does not budge until it is uprooted. So what we learn, my brothers and sisters, is that to be able to bend and adapt ourselves through difficult situations, this is actually from amongst the qualities of the believers. To be flexible, to be able to adapt, right? Not to be so firm in our attitudes and in our ways that if a strong wind blows, we are totally uprooted. Right? That is not from the characteristics or the qualities of the believers, but rather from the characteristics and the qualities of the believers is to be like a crop which withstands the wind, right? So if you look at the fields, right, not now obviously, but like when the crops are out and you see, you know, the wheat that is growing and you see the corn, the wind blows, right? But what happens? It goes down, comes back, goes with the wind, back and forth, but when the wind stops, it's back upright. Right? So this is the example of the believer that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, as opposed to the trees that you see in the forest, perhaps, right, similar to the one that is described, that the wind blows hard, it's not able to withstand much. It topples over and it becomes uprooted. So let us try to be like the crop that is able to withstand the wind, inshallah. So if you'd like to become more resilient, my brothers and sisters, when facing challenges, let us consider these tips. So first of all, when a challenge comes our way, and especially when it is unexpected, the first reaction many times is to panic. And the key is not to panic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware. He has written this test. He is well aware of this test that is coming your way, or that has come your way, this calamity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one in charge. And He is capable of all things, right? And even, you know, in emergencies, right, in an active shooter situation or any other emergency, on an airplane and the airplane's starting to go down, right? The first thing that everyone is trained, whether it's flight attendants or 911 operators, the first thing they're trained to do is to calm people down. Because when you're in a state of panic, you're not thinking straight. You're not going to be making the right decisions because your emotions have overtaken your mind. So the first step, the key is to remain calm as much as possible and not to panic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has decided this. He is the one who's in charge. And inshallah, Allah is the one who's going to figure this out. He's the one who's going to lead you out of this, provided you have faith in Him, and then you can think about what to do next. Secondly, my brothers and sisters, let us avoid focusing on what we have lost. Right? It's natural to feel a sense of loss when you lose something. Right? You lose your home, you lose a loved one, you lose your job, your car, or whatever the case may be. But don't prolong that focus or that, you know, that preoccupation with what you have lost. Try to find every opportunity to move on. Things that will help you move on, like getting back into your routine, right? Or creating a new routine. That is why perhaps in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no such thing as a death anniversary. You know, as, you know, annually or after a certain period of time, continuing to remember loss or people we have lost. That doesn't mean we shouldn't remember them. Of course you should remember them and you should make dua for them. You should pray for them, you know, every salah, every time that you make dua. But renewing and refreshing that sense of loss and that feeling of grief is not something which we have been taught to do in our deen. So try to avoid focusing on what you have lost and try your best to move on. That is why the mourning period, right, except for a widow, is 3 days, right? After 3 days, you try to get back into your routine. And yes, it's hard, but you try your best to to move on with your life, because eventually you do need to move on. And the longer you prolong it, the harder it's going to be to move on. Thirdly, my brothers and sisters, looking at others who are worse off. Because even in this difficult moment, you know, if you look at others who have less or who are in greater challenges and struggles, it will help you find something to be grateful for, because it could have been much worse. And when you look at it that way, you're actually able to flip around that tragedy and perhaps even say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not tried me in a worse way, in a more severe way, as He has trying or testing others at the same time. So it finds us, it gives us an opportunity to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah azza wa jal tells us, that in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually grant you more. So trying to find reasons to be grateful, even in the midst of a tragedy or a struggle. We can also learn from experience, my brothers and sisters. If you think about how you've coped with hardships in the past, right? Consider the skills and the strategies that you have used in the past, or that helped you through difficult times in the past. You know, some experts even suggest, recommend that you might even write about past experiences in a journal to help you identify positive and negative behavior patterns, and that can guide you in the future. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, that لا يلدغ المؤمن من جحر واحد مرتين, that a believer is not stung twice from the same hole. So if you've gone through something and if you've had an experience and you can learn to avoid certain thoughts or certain behaviors, inshallah, that can help you avoid the same or similar situation the next time around. We can try to remain hopeful, of course. You can't change the past, but you can always look towards the future. And accepting, even anticipating changes, makes it easier to adapt and view the new challenge with less anxiety, because change is often difficult. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, لَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, my brothers and sisters, a reminder which is always relevant to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, and whoever has taqwa, whoever is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make a way out for them. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In clear terms, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, and provide for them from sources that they could never imagine. This is for the people of taqwa, and whoever places their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He alone is sufficient for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Certainly Allah achieves His will, and Allah has already set a destiny for everything, a measure for everything. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and our loved ones and our future generations from all types of trials and tribulations that are to come. We ask Allah azza wa jal to grant us strength and resilience to face whatever He has decreed or decided will come to us, no matter what. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our weakness and our shortcomings. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll take a few moments to offer sunnah for those who would like to do so, and we will continue, inshallah.